May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. At one time or another, usually more than once in a lifetime, you probably have asked God for a sign so that you will know what will happen in the midst of a major decision, challenge, or life event. Sometimes it may be that we are really seeking to have our will be in union with God's will before making that big decision. And there are those times that we have already made up our mind. We are simply searching for a sign that will confirm what we have decided to do, regardless. Within my own life and Christian spiritual journey, I have at several occasions of very important decisions asked God to please show me a sign. Was a burning bush too much to ask for? Certainly it got the attention of Moses. I remember when I was only 20 and struggling with my call to the priesthood, I prayed to God that he would confirm this call, that it was indeed genuinely a call to ordained ministry. And I believe that I received several affirming signs over the period of that year of discernment. I have as well, later in my ministry, asked God for a sign about something major and believed I saw one affirming a decision, only to have it not turn out the way that I had prayed or hoped. Was it a true sign? Did I imagine it or make it into one when it was not? Did God give me a confirming sign, but the free will of humanity and the universe got in the way? There is something quite mysterious about the signs from God. To discern the true ones and to interpret them. Certainly, we do not have to look hard in Holy Scriptures for proof that God has throughout history and in his dealing with humanity and the creation given many signs. In every covenant, every holy agreement between God and God's people, there has been a sign of assurance. Most of us cannot gaze upon the beauty of a rainbow following a rainstorm and not consciously or subconsciously connect it to the sign of God's covenant with Noah. As the Israelites fled from slavery in Egypt and from Pharaoh and Pharaoh's army, they followed a sign of God's presence in a cloud and pillar of fire. And each Sunday, in just a short bit, when we approach this altar rail, we look at the bread on the paten and the wine in the chalice, the cup and the paten as a sign of God's covenant with us through Jesus Christ, given at the Last Supper. So today, when we are confronted with the language of signs in the appointed scripture readings, we should not be surprised, although we may have found what we heard a bit troubling or confusing, because they are difficult to hear. Jesus said, "When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for these things must take place first, but the end will not follow immediately. Nation will rise up against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, and in various places famines and plagues, and there will be dreadful portents and great signs from heaven. Great signs from heaven. Christ is, of course, speaking of the end times. Our readings over these next few Sundays, as we prepare to enter and will enter into the holy season of Advent, all begin to be anticipatory of the coming of Jesus Christ in the incarnation and of the coming of Jesus Christ at the end times. Christ is talking about the final battle between God's goodness and the evils of Satan that will take place. God will triumph, and Jesus will return in glory. It will be a time of the final judgment and the establishment of God's kingdom everywhere. That is what we will pray in the Lord's Prayer when we say, "Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done." And centuries before, we heard the reading from the prophet Isaiah. He speaks of it and Jesus in this beautiful poetic language. He says, "For I am about to create new heavens and a new earth. The former things shall not be remembered or come to mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in what I am creating." We believe that that creation is taking place today. So how are you to live today? What signs have you been looking for? What signs are you looking for from God in your life? Above all else, God wants you to know that you matter and that you are loved. And that is despite our sins, our shortcomings, and our past. But God wants you to come to Jesus in humility and let Him guide your life. You may be looking for a sign right now. You may be looking for a sign each day or at night as you gaze at the stars. Pray each day that God's plan for your life will become clearer. And it will if you stop trying to control it and instead turn it over to God. Turn your will into God's will so that the two can come together and be one. And be open to all the possibilities that God may have for you in this life. Be open to that sign that you might see that may change you and the ways that you live your life. What change is needed? What would make your life that new creation that Isaiah speaks of? Look for that sign. Discern it. And there may as well be a sign from God that you are to patiently wait. Not easy. To wait where you find yourself right now. That can be so difficult. Henry Nouwen spoke of waiting as an ability to be in the posture of waiting, knowing that the seed of newness has already been planted by God in you and it will spring forth. Wait in that hope that God's sign will be made clearer to you. So believe with me that God will give signs to you in your life, but you must pray for them. You must look for them. You must listen attentively for them and put your life in God's hands. Signs will probably not be as dramatic as a burning bush. I am sorry to say. But they appear in very odd ways. I will share with you that when we were looking for our home here in Versailles, in Woodford County, a couple of years ago, 2.5 years ago, not easy to do when you're long distance. And the home that we purchased, when we walked into it, and I believe we saw it together, Alan and I, the first time, in the formal sort of living room, which she, or the previous owner, had set up sort of as a music room, beautifully painted along the wall at the top, going all the way around, were the scripture words from the psalm we said today, the 98th psalm. One of my favorites, and one that we sang almost every day at the General Theological Seminary. I took that to be a sign. Was it? I believe it was. God speaks to us in these ways. But I've never had a burning bush. And you probably won't either. They're subtle, yet they're right before you. They're before your eyes. It's in your ears because you matter that much to God. Amen.